Hi, I'm Tony Hawk, pro skater. I've been skating the last 22 years of my life, the last 18 as a professional. And the question I get asked most often is, how do you learn to skate? What are the basics? Well, we're here to take you through them with the help of some other pro skaters. And we want to get you started with all the basics of skating. So let's start skating. Kickflips. Kickflips is one of the most frustrating tricks to learn in skateboarding, but we're going to try to help you to do it the easiest way possible. The basic motion is just like an ollie. Your body positioning is the same, your feet take off just like an ollie, but as your front foot slides forward, you give it a flick, and that's what starts it spinning.
Yeah, you want to make sure that when you kick your front foot off the board, you kick it sort of out, but don't kick it too far away or too straight down. You want to keep your front foot basically under you, so as the board flips, you can get your feet back above the board in time, and as the board comes around, you watch the board and you feed over your bolts, stomp it down.
And the board, it doesn't always flip the exact same way, so sometimes it'll flip faster, sometimes slower, but you can basically just keep your feet out of the way and watch it, and as the grip tape comes around, just stomp your feet down on top of it.
Like a good way to do, to get used to watching the board spin, is you can do it stationary, standing in the carpet or in your driveway, anywhere, is just basically pop the tail down and smack the board with your hand, and then get the flip going, so that way you can be above it and actually see what the board looks like while it's spinning, and then you can move on to flipping it with your feet.
And you can definitely learn this stationary, carpet, grass.
Don't get frustrated, because this is one of the hardest tricks in skateboarding. I've been skating for 16 years and I still have problems with them every day, so.
Me too. Place your feet in the same position as an ollie, but with your front heel hanging a little bit more off the edge in the beginning. As you pop the board, you slide your front foot forward and out slightly in order to start the board flipping and to keep it level as it comes around. Be sure to lean over your front foot as you watch the board flip, keeping your knees bent until it spins a complete rotation. Place your feet down as the grip tape side comes back around and is flat underneath you. Straighten your legs to keep the pressure on the board and to stop it from flipping. As you can see, kickflips are not the most consistent trick. We've been doing it for years and we still need practice. But that's what it's all about. It's about just always trying to improve your skills and just keep at it. Most common mistakes with kickflips, well, the first one I think is to not flip the board enough, and that will definitely stop your motion. So how would you remedy that?
If you're not flipping enough, then you can just give it a little bit of harder flick. And if you're flipping it too much, then maybe a little less flick.
Just watch it come around and make sure you time your feet, the straightening of your legs as your grip tape comes around, and really just make sure it's flat on your feet. And it's catching it. Catching it is what you can always work on. You can catch it higher and higher and higher. Another common mistake is not leaning far enough forward. So you're flipping, but your front foot's always landing on the ground. And that's just more about a commitment and about leaning over your front shoulder and just evening your weight as you land.
Another thing too is when you're learning them, a lot of times you kick straight down and your foot goes too far down or too far out and you don't have enough time to get your foot back over your board. So to remedy that, just use more of your toe on the flick and not your whole foot or your whole leg. Just give it a little flick with your ankle.
It's a more subtle movement than you think. So just keep practicing. I mean, kickflips is something you can always improve on. And it's all about your timing and it's all about your commitment.
Practice, practice, practice.